Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do we need more public swimming pools across the country? Robert got in touch with us from County Cork yesterday.
I live near Timorlough in West Cork, and really, like, I go swimming in MTU's a pool near MTU in Cork City, or in Cove, where I'm originally from.
Okay.
And the nearest other pool is basically Dunmanway, public pools I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They really need one in Bandon. And I've heard from staff, even at the Leisure World in Bishopstown, Cork, the one near MTU, that a number of parents are quite annoyed, well, annoyed to a certain extent, in having to drive their kids all the way up to Cork City from Bandon for lessons and that kind of thing.
Just roughly how far is that, Robert?
Well, okay, so not massive distance, but, yeah, you know, we're talking nearly an hour probably given the traffic each way.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so 2 hours, you know, if one is just going swimming, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I was sort of surprised actually at how exercised people were in the programme yesterday and overnight, even this morning, about the lack of public facilities across the country. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Rob is with us on the line today. Rob, you were tuned in yesterday. You got in touch about a swimming pool in Dublin. What's the story?
Yeah, well, my kids went to the Northside Centre swimming pool, doing swimming lessons there. They were going for a couple of years. Great setup. Like, the girls were all fantastic. And my eldest son, he's six now. But he was coming on great. Swimming was doing great. And then we had the storm in December of 24. I think it was Storm Dara, was it? And the roof was damaged on the swimming pool, the glass roof. And Dublin City Council sent out their team to inspect it. And basically they were saying it needs to be replaced, and it's the cost of replacing the roof is too much, basically. And there was a team put in place to review it. And then we had another storm in 2025, which completely damaged the roof again.
That's so right. Storm Eowyn, wasn't it, in January? Yeah,
BAM, I think it was, in December 25. So they said, look, no, it's not viable to replace the roof. And we're going to build a new swimming pool in the area in 2027. Now, they've been saying they're building a new swimming pool for the last 4 or 5 years, yeah. And nothing has happened. It's not even the planning system yet. So, like, to me, like, they've just went, okay, there's no money to fix this roof, and the people of North Dublin can just go and see. Basically, you know, there doesn't seem to be any forward thinking, like, in saying, like, we need to have facilities for children.
Mm.
Like, they're banging on about, you know, water safety. You'll hear them coming now, like, being think safe.
That's,
you know,
right, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a life skill, isn't it? Even it's more than just recreational.
Exactly, it's more than recreational. I mean, I swam all my life. I'm from Dublin 12, as the lads were saying this morning, and we grew up in Dublin 12, and I'm from Crumlin, and it was always swimming pools, and we did Pierce Park, and we had to down in Crumlin Centre, and the one in Crumlin Centre's gone now. But we always had swimming. It was bet into me, you had to learn to swim. My granddad was part of Guinness. He worked for Guinness, and he had us down the Guinness Baths. We learned to swim down there, and it was always part of growing up was we'd go swimming, and in the summer, we'd go on the summer project, and we'd be brought out to Sea Point, and we'd get in for a swim, and everyone in Crumlin knew how to swim. You could not swim. You're down the canals, you know. But there's nothing like that anymore. My kids have nowhere to go to swim.
So where do you bring them?
I have to go to Ballymun now. I have to drive over to Ballymun on a Friday afternoon over there. And the pool, now, in fairness to the girls moved to swimming lessons over there. But, like, it's the height of it when they were swimming. There were 4 or 5 lessons per evening.
Yeah.
And it could have been 50 kids in each lesson. Like, so there's a lot of kids going to it. So you have to go over to Ballymun. Everyone has to go over to Ballymun. It's a small little area, which is great now, in fairness. But then everybody who wants to bring their kids just for a day for a play, they have to move them into the small part so the other kids can do their lessons. Like, and it's just... It's not the right setup. Like, I mean, they've plenty of money to build a bike shed for $350,000. They've got plenty of money to build steps out in Mount Merion, which cost $1.5 million. They've got plenty of money to build a security hut, which cost like $1.2 million. Like, it's all for the nice affluent areas and all the buildings in government buildings.
Where's the money to fix the roof of the pool and cooler?
Where's the money for the normal Joe Soap working Irish people? We seem to be forgotten. This government do not care about the Irish people. They only care about their own affluent area. And they only care
if they were here, obviously with us today, and they'd, you know, they'd dispute all of that. But I take your point around the pool.
Andrea, you have to say, like, they're very good at talking out both sides of their mouth. They'll say what they want to hear to get elected, and then when it comes down to it, the grassroots of it, and it comes down to finishing going through and what they said they would do. They don't. Mm. They look after themselves.
Okay.
How much have we spent on Ukraine? We spent millions on going to billions. I think it's 1.2 billion we spent last year on sending money to Ukraine.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's
All right, let me finish what I'm saying, Andrew. Just one, because I want to get a point, because I think it's lost in people that the government have lied and lied and lied to the Irish people for too long. And we need to start saying, okay, no, enough is enough. We're getting crucified in taxes, crucified in the cost of living, crucified in everything. And nobody is listening to the Irish people. We are getting stung left, right and centre. And all they're worried about is looking good in Europe.
Well, look, I have to be honest, Rob, there are plenty more people getting in touch when you're here with us today, you know, with similar views and similar sentiment. I know you're here, though, to talk, though, about the swimming pool in Northside, or the Northside swimming pool in Dublin. Just stick with us for a minute. Mary McMorrow's on the line. Mary's the Interim Chief Executive Officer of Swim Ireland. Are you as passionate about the lack of pool facilities publicly as Rob, Mary?
I certainly am, Andrea, and in a way, it's good to hear this passion about swimming, because I think this is what we need.
I'm sort of blown away, to be honest, Mary, by the reaction to this in the last 24 hours.
Funnily enough, I'm not surprised. Government developed a national swimming strategy, which was published last year. And as part of the public consultation for that, there were 6,000 responses. And that's a significant amount of responses for a public consultation. I think they were really surprised by it themselves. I'm not surprised, because we know, but some people are surprised to learn that swimming is the second most popular sport consistently. There's about 350,000 people swimming on average a week in the country, and that's just adults. It's only behind personal exercise in terms of popularity. So people are very passionate about swimming. I mean, think about it. It's a life skill. It's not just a sport. It's a life skill. It's one of the few sports that you can participate in from very young to right into old age. It's a perfect sport for people with a disability, for people with mobility issues. So it is a hugely popular sport. And I'm not surprised that people are so passionate about it. And I'm glad that they are passionate about it, because that's what we need. We need people to make their voices heard at the moment. The incidents we heard about both yesterday and today, they're not isolated.
No.
There's overwhelming trends in this country. And that's what our report is actually showing. It's really shown that we really have a very stark and systemic crisis facing swimming in Ireland if we don't start building more pools.
So why is there not more funding being allocated then to public facilities? Like exactly what Rob said, you know, in relation to, like, there's a perfect pool, Northside Coolock in Dublin, roof damaged twice during storms. Like, why not just get the money to repair the roof rather than saying we'll start building a new one next year?
I think what we're calling for is a specific local authority swimming pool grant. Most of the pools in the country at the moment were built between the 70s and 90s. 25% of those pools were built with the local authority swimming pool grant. And that, I think, needs to be reinstated. Currently, the only avenue for funding for a local authority to build a pool is through the Large Scale Sporting Infrastructure Fund. And that's very significantly oversubscribed. In the last round, there was a total of 665 million applications. And that's a significant amount of money, and a total fund of 173 million was allocated. But that's not just for swimming. That's for all sports.
Just on that, Gar Houlihan is with us. Gar, you emailed the show. You were listening to this yesterday. So you design swimming pools, is that right?
Yeah, I've been designing pools for about 40 years now, and I've also managed public pools. And I think people keep focusing on the cost, but the reality is that international studies, including those in Ireland, the UK and Australia, show that governments recoup about 300 to 500% of their investment in pools. And this is through economic studies and socioeconomic impacts. Now, this is improvement in health of the nation and various other social impacts. The issue is that this comes back over maybe 10, 20 years. Governments are thinking short term in terms of pressures around things like hospital beds. But if you look at the 2024 statistics for the HSE investment, 1% is allocated to prevention, health prevention measures. We should be looking at allocating, we could get 5% in prevention instead of allocating that money to active facilities and make swimming the most popular. by having accessible, affording facilities for all the communities, then we could transform society going forward and get the economic impact. But unfortunately, Sarah, who's Mary's predecessor, was saying, Sarah Keane was saying that, you know, a lot of people are thinking short term, they want quick solutions. You know, swimming pools will improve health. We've got about 1 per 80,000, as we know in Ireland, from Mary's recent work. The average around Europe would be closer to 1 to 20,000. So we're way behind the eight ball on this. But we need a we need to protect our existing pools, firstly. And then we need to look at ways to accelerate the delivery. It can take up to 10, 12 years to deliver a pool now. That you can download standard plans from Sport England on swimming pools, low-cost swimming pools. We should be able to deliver these models within 4 to 5 years if people work together and the right people are working towards the delivery.
If it was a workable model, though, why are more people from the private sector not setting up shop and doing these?
Very simple. The return on investment in public leisure. When you have public accessible facilities as opposed to private members' clubs, it doesn't deliver a return. And this has been looked at all over the world. You can build a facility through capital grants, but even operating a pool is very marginal in terms of its potential return on investment. The return on state investment is through socioeconomic benefits. They're not money-making operations.
They're not money-making operations, and that's obviously why those from the private sector aren't looking at them. How many more pools do you reckon we need, Gar, countrywide?
Around the country now, we probably need about 500 pools. For give you an example, in Limerick City alone, needs about 8 to 10 pools, based on its projected growth and population. Because if you look at, we have an Aura, for example, our company operate a facility in a town called Carrick-on-Shannon with 5,000 people. Mm. That facility is packed.
Yeah, so you're already in need.
Now, the National Surveys, Westport Ireland, will suggest that participation in Leitrim is 2.5%. It's not. It's much higher in and around Carrick. But we have black spots, as Mary will know, all over the country, where we need to start looking at accessibility. In Scotland, they decided that you should be no more than a 20-minute drive from a pool. And a minimum qualifying criteria was 2,500 people. And that's why they have the 1 to 15,000 provision in terms of
All right, we'll have to leave it there for the moment. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. As I said, there's quite a number of people getting in touch about the lack of public swimming facilities across the country. That's Gar Houlihan, Mary McMorrow there from Swim Ireland, Anna, and Rob as well. Thanks for getting in touch. 1800 453 106.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.